بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد خاتم النبيين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد الحمد لله my dear respected brothers elders we were going through this chapter باب الخوف The chapter which discusses the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala ka dar. So this chapter Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has established, very lengthy chapter, in which he mentions many ahadith which are regarding creating this fear inside of the heart. That the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala living in this dunya, this khawf, this fear is a barrier. An obstacle, a hurdle, something which will stop him from falling into the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeh khawf jo hai, dar. Is dar ke maare insaan Allah ta'ala ki nafirmani se bach jata hai. So this is the reason why Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought many different ahadith here to help us create this khawf. Yeh dar jo hai, Allah ta'ala ka dar, isko paida karna hai. We have to create it. It's not something that a person is born with. Rather, it's something which is lost very easily. Ek aisi cheez hai Allah ka dar, bahut aasani se ye insaan se, insaan ke dil aur dimaag se dur ho jata hai. Insaan jab masroof ho jata hai, mashghool ho jata hai, biwi bachchon ke saath, apne karobar ke saath, gharelu masail ke saath, when a person gets busy with their family lives, with their wealth, with their businesses, it's very easy for the fear of Allah, the importance of deen, the importance of performing salah in the masjid with jama'at, all of these things to disappear. They disappear, they vanish. Totally, they even vanish. So that's why it's very important. The scholars of spirituality, Islamic spirituality, they would try so many different methods to create this fear of Allah inside of their students. They would make them do muraqabah, meditation. They'd make them sit down and they would say, look, ponder over this ayah of the Qur'an. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَاهُ And they would say, sit down and focus on this ayah. Do you not know that Allah is watching? To create this awareness that every second of my life, my Allah is watching. My words, my speech, my actions, my behavior. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ Every word that comes from the mouth, someone is watching very, very carefully. So, جَبْ انسان کے سامنے یہ تصویر کھینچا جائے کہ ہر وقت مجھے کوئی دیکھ رہا ہے Somebody is always monitoring me. Somebody is always watching me. I will be judged for my actions. Then a person slowly but surely starts to not only stay away from bad things, but starts to hate bad things. Starts to hate the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it has to be created. It's something which has to be created. It's not natural. And in this day and age, it's very easy to forget this. Television, the mobile phone, social media, all of these things are just avenues and ways through which a person forgets all of the things that they are supposed to remember. Allah, love of Allah, love of His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taking out time to recite Quran, taking out time to do dhikr of Allah. Not first what happens is shaitan makes you a bit lazy. So you say, I'll do it later. But then the more you get distracted with other things, a time comes when you don't even want to do them anymore. You find them boring. Dhikr of Allah becomes boring. Tilawat of Quran becomes boring. What is exciting? The dopamine rush that we gain from looking at social media. It's exciting. So then you pull out your tasbih and you sit down and you say, I'll do it later. Boring. Dhikr of Allah, Quran tilawat, it's boring. I read a few pages, bored. So this boredom, and shaitan enjoys it so much when insan becomes bored with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bored with the tilawat of Quran. That's why we have to try different ways to create this interest that a person is passionate about this. Allah's yad, Allah's dhikr, tilawat of Quran, salat, iske andar lazzat aani chahiye, mithas aani chahiye. تو انسان کرے تو جی چاہے کہ اور زیادہ کرے نہ کہ کرے تو پھر تک جائے اور پھر ایک دن کرے اور دس دن کے لیے چھوڑ دیں which is our habit unfortunately so Imam Nawawi rahimahullah he's brought these ahadith here and many of them about qiyamah that on the day of qiyamah I will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how I will fare on the day of qiyamah and how I will what result I will see is on the basis of how I spent my life in this dunya If my time in this dunya was spent in a manner in which Allah Ta'ala was happy, then I would be so happy with the natija, the result in the akhirah. And if my time in this dunya was wasted, spent in negligence, spent in laziness, because remember, shaitan has taken a qasam, an oath, لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. Oh Allah, I will misguide each and every single one of your servants. Ya Allah, میں تیرے تمام بندوں کو راہ سے ہٹاؤں گا, راہ راست سے ہٹاؤں گا. شیطان نے قسم کھائی ہے. So this is shaitan's agenda, shaitan's plot, shaitan's mission, that I am going to remove every single individual. میں ولی کو نہیں چھوڑوں گا, میں نیک کو نہیں چھوڑوں گا, بد کو نہیں چھوڑوں گا, ہر ایک کے پیچھے میں محنت کروں گا. إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. اے اللہ, صرف تیرے جو مخلص بندے ہیں وہ میرے پکڑ سے بچ جائیں گے. جو جب عبادت کرتے تھے صرف تیرے لیے عبادت بندگی کرتے تھے, ہر وقت تجھ کو, sorry, I'm speaking in Urdu, it's because mashallah we've got a mixed audience, that they were your mukhlis servants, your sincere servants, they are those people who I will not be able to mislead. Apart from your mukhlis servants, your sincere servants, everybody else, I take a qasam, I take an oath, I will misguide them, I will mislead them. Shaitan is so confident that when the servant of Allah does not have ikhlas, then I will take him off the right path. And as long as the servant of Allah has ikhlas, sincerity in what he does every action, every word, every movement for the sake of Allah alone. He doesn't care about what people think. He doesn't care about praises from the people. He doesn't want people to hold him up. This person is special, this person is kind, this person is nice, this person is generous. He doesn't care about any of these things. He does actions only with the intention that what is my Allah going to think about what I am doing, what I am saying. This servant of Allah, shaitan, there's a barrier, protection around him. Shaitan can't affect them. So this ikhlas we have to create in our actions. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, he brings the next hadith. Like I mentioned, it's about the day of Qiyamah. So he mentions, وعن سمرة بن جندب رضي الله تعالى عنه أن نبي الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال منهم من تأخذه النار إلى كعبيه ومنهم من تأخذه إلى ركبتيه ومنهم من تأخذه إلى حجزته ومنهم من تأخذه إلى ترقوته رواه مسلم. That Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم has stated, قیامت کے دن جہنم کے آگ بعض لوگوں کی پنڈلی تک پہنچے گی, بعض لوگوں کی گھٹنوں تک پہنچے گی, بعض لوگوں کی کندھوں تک پہنچے گی. ہر ایک کو اپنے اعمال کے بنا پر عذاب میں مقرر, مطلب مبتلا کیا جائے گا. جو زیادہ دنیا کے اندر بد اعمال میں مصروف ہوتا ہے, اس کے عذاب زیادہ شدید ہوگا. The person, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning, in Jahannam, the people of Jahannam, they will not be in the same form of azab. Everybody is going to be in a different form of azab. Every individual in Jahannam is going to be in a different form of azab based upon their actions in the dunya. Some people, the fire of Jahannam will be till their ankles, meaning they will only be burning till their ankles, the rest of their body will be fine. Others will be burning till their knees, others will be burning till their shoulders, and others, their entire body is going to be burning in the flames of Jahannam, all on the basis of their a'mal in this dunya. سيدنا وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يقوم الناس لرب العالمين حتى يغيب أحدهم في رشحه إلى أمصاف أذنيه. سيدنا عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما روایت فرماتے ہیں رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ قیامت کے دن لوگ اللہ تعالیٰ کے سامنے کھڑے ہوں گے حتیٰ کہ وہ اپنے پسینے کے اندر ڈوبے ہوئے ہوں گے اور ان کے پسینے ان کے کانوں کے لو تک پہنچ جائے گا. تو on the day of قیامہ سیدنا عبداللہ بن عمر رضی اللہ عنہما narrates, رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is mentioning this hadith, and these few hadith are going to be about a similar theme, that every person will stand in front of Allah on the day of قیامہ. Some people, and many people, will be so covered in their own perspiration that they will be drowning in their perspiration. The perspiration, their sweat will reach till the middle of their ears. It will reach till here. So the scholars have explained this. I'll do this next hadith and, well, a few more hadith later will come. The many hadith have been mentioned. On the day of Qiyamah, some people will be sweating till their ankles, some till their knees, some till their waist, some till their shoulders. Some will be drowning in their sweat. How is this going to happen? The scholars mentioned that first of all, the day of Qiyamah, where Allah will gather the people, it's going to be a very tight place. Everybody's going to be standing next to each other, so there's going to be intense heat. On top of that, everybody is going to be extremely stressed and anxious and worried. You know, when you have a few people who are very worried, what does worry do to you? Makes you sweat, makes you, you know, automatically makes your blood very hot. So everybody is going to be gathered together. Everybody is going to be the highest level of tension and stress that they have ever experienced. The sun is going to be one arm span above the head. Imagine this state. The fire of Jahannam is going to be surrounding the mahshar, the place where everybody will be judged. The fire of Jahannam is going to be surrounding it. Everywhere you look, you will see the fire of Jahannam. In that state, the pasina, the sweat that will drip off the person, we can't even imagine. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create a state. Some people's perspiration, they're going to be swimming in their own sweat. Some will be drowning in their own sweat. Ulama have mentioned, how is this going to happen? Some mention that every individual is going to be standing on a kind of like a mound, like a hill. And they will be in their own hal, their own state. Some mention that Allah will gather people with who they are, who they belong with. So those who are sinners in the dunya will be gathered with the sinners. So all of them will be in the same form of perspiration and sweating. And the pious will be gathered with the pious. So they will not even experience this. But they mention different things. The reality is, for Allah Ta'ala, nothing is impossible. Allah can create each individual's hal in that way. Think about it. Day of Qiyamah, Rasulullah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. No, in Surah Al-Ma'arij, Allah Ta'ala mentions, تَعْرُجُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ إِلَيْهِ فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَاوهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةً. The Day of Qiyamah is going to be 50,000 years long. Subhanallah. Qiyamat ka roz, 50,000 saal ke barabar. Subhanallah. 50,000 years. In this dunya, 100 years, 90 years, 80 years seem like itni lambi muddat, such a long time. On the day of Qiyamah, we're going to be standing for 50,000 years. Subhanallah. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts the hisab, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were shocked by this. Ya Allah, Ya Rasulullah, how can we stand for 50,000 years? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't worry. Because for the pious servants of Allah, it will feel shorter than one fard namaz. SubhanAllah, think about this. I'm standing next to someone. He is experiencing a wait of 50,000 years, and for me the wait is like 5 minutes, one fard namaz. So this is Allah, the master of time, the controller of time. One person Allah can place in a time, stretch their time, and someone Allah can make the time very quick. So similarly, Allah can create someone who is sweating and drowning in their sweat, and next to them the person can be in a very happy state. So this is Allah Ta'ala. Allah is Khaliq. Allah's creatorship and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's quality of creating and, you know, starting something from scratch, you can't even imagine. So we just accept these things. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال خطبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خطبة ما سمعت مثلها قط فقال لو تعلمون ما أعلم لضحكتم قليلا ولبكيتم كثيرا فغطى أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وجوههم ولهم خنين متفق عليه وفي رواية بلغ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن أصحابه شيء فخطب فقال عرضت علي الجنة والنار فلم أرك اليوم في الخير والشر ولو تعلمون ما أعلم لضحكتم قليلا ولبكيتم كثيرا فما أتى على أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم أشد منه غطوا رؤوسهم ولهم خنين. سيدنا أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه روایت فرماتے ہیں کہ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نے ہمارے سامنے بیان کیا, خطبہ دیا, بیان کیا. ہم نے کبھی بھی ایسی خطبہ نہیں سنا ہمارے کانوں سے. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے خطبہ کے اندر فرمایا کہ اگر تم لوگ جانتے جو چیزیں میں جانتا ہوں, اگر تمہارے پاس وہ علم ہوتا جو علم میرے پاس ہے, تو تم بہت کم ہنستے اور بہت زیادہ روتے, بہت کم ہنستے اور بہت زیادہ روتے. فغطا اصحاب رسول اللہ, رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صحابہ نے اپنے سروں کے اوپر سے اس طرح رومال اور چادر سے اپنے سروں کو ڈانگ کے رونا شروع کیا. حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی بات سن کے انہوں نے رونا شروع کیا. ولہم خنین, اور ان کی ایک آواز نکل رہی تھی. جب انسان روتا ہے اور اپنے رونے کی آواز کو کنٹرول کرنے کی کوشش کرتا ہے تو ایک آواز ہوتی ہے, یہ جو آواز ہے اس کا نام ہے خنین عربی میں. تو صحابہ نے اپنے سروں کو ڈانگ کے اسی انداز میں رونا شروع کیا کہ اپنے آواز کو وہ کنٹرول نہیں کر سکے, اور آواز اس طرح ہر ایک صحابی سے یہ آواز نکلنا شروع ہوا. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning here, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu mentions Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered a sermon, a khutbah in front of us. And he was so powerful that we had never heard anything like this. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His khutbahs, his sermons are always powerful. But this time Rasulullah was in a certain mode of jalal, or Allah's special rahmah was coming down on him. So his khutbah was so powerful that Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu says, we never heard anything like this. And this happens, you know, sometimes a scholar, a pious person gives a speech, and sometimes a person doesn't feel very affected, and sometimes he feels shook. And many times it's because of, at that moment in time, Allah Ta'ala's special rahmah is falling on that pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there were some scholars, they used to teach hadith. Or classroom ke andar dakhil hoke, they used to open the book of hadith, and then they used to close it. They say, today I'm not teaching. Why are you not teaching today? Say, because today I'm not feeling anything. Today, I'm not feeling anything. And some days they will just teach and explain, and it's like an ocean of knowledge is falling on them. So this is, there's a reality to this. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave such a powerful khutbah, we had never heard anything like this. And in the khutbah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if only you knew the things that I know, then you would laugh very little and you will cry excessively. You would cry so much. Meaning, if only you knew what is going to happen after death, what is going to happen in the akhirah. These things are hamare aankhon se ojal hai, abhi hum nahi isko nahi dekh sake, iska tasavvur bhi hum nahi kar sake. What's going to happen on the day of qiyamah? It's so scary, so terrifying. This entire chapter, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah is bringing this hadith to try and create this image in front of us. So it becomes a deterrent for a person. That when we fall in love with the dunya, one scholar was saying something really beautiful. He said, Qarun. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala gives the example of Qarun. Qarun was a very rich man. And the people of his time, he came out in front of them and he had so much wealth. The people said, we wish we could be like Qarun. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ قَارُونَ. The people who had love of dunya in their heart, they said, we wish we were like Qarun. Are ka arzu hota hai, tamanna hota hai ke jo maldar hai us jaisa main ban jao. Iske paas itna khoobsurat gaari hai, khoobsurat makan hai. Kaash mere paas aisa makan hota, aisa gaari hota. So dunya ke jo lalchi hote hai, hamare aksar hi hamare andar dunya ke lalach hai, hirs hai. So the people who saw Qarun, the ones who had love of dunya, they said, we wish we had what Qarun had. But then the scholar goes, look, there was a time when people didn't always see someone like Qarun. All of a sudden, Qarun comes and everyone's, oh, this person's got something. We live in a day and an age where you go on your phone and he said, there are so many Qaruns. Look, this point is very important. He said, you go on social media, he says, there are so many Qaruns. So many people with so much money, so much wealth, so many nice houses, nice cars, and you're scrolling through all of those people's Instagram, and you're scrolling through all of those people's whatever social media, and this desire, this greed of dunya, which is already there as a weakness inside of us, is just growing bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Look at what this person has. Look at how beautiful this person's house is in Pakistan, in Bangladesh. Look at how beautiful this person's car is. Look at where this person has gone on holiday. Look at what this person is doing. So you're not just one Qarun that a Qarun comes along and we all get affected. There are multiple Qaruns. So it's so easy to fall into this greed of dunya and to become distracted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My friend, my colleague, my mate growing up, look how much money he's making, look at his degree, look at his job, look at who he's hanging around with, look at the contacts and influence that he has. I'm so far behind. I need to go back to uni. How old are you? I'm 45 years old. What are you doing in university? Like really, what are you doing as a 45-year-old, a 50-year-old in university? You're making money and providing for your family. It should have already been done now. Now you're on the final stretch of your life. You should be thinking about preparing for akhirah. But no, at that age, this is where the midlife crisis has happened. 45, 50 years old, they feel, I just haven't done good enough in life. People have gone ahead of me. People have got nicer things than me. They've got more money than me. They're buying these nice houses. So there is so much negative influence. We need to distance ourselves from this. We have to tell old people now, please don't go on your phones. Please detach yourself from social media. Please don't have Instagram accounts. Don't have Snapchat account. Don't have TikTok. Buron ko batana padta hai ki TikTok ko choro. पहले बच्चों को बताना पड़ता था ना, यू हैव टू टेल द एल्डरली पीपल डोंट गो ऑन टिकटॉक, डोंट गो ऑन स्नैपचैट, बिकॉज जिस तरह बच्चों के दिलों के अंदर रोग है, बीमारी है, हमारे दिलों के अंदर रोग और बीमारी है. लेकिन ये बीमारी अलग अलग किस्म के, बच्चों की बीमारी अलग होती है. द चिल्ड्रन ग्रोइंग अप दे जस्ट लुक एट डिफरेंट थिंग्स, दे फॉल इनटू सिन, पीपल डांसिंग एंड पीपल विदाउट क्लोथ्स एंड गर्ल्स एंड ऑपोजिट जेंडर. सो चिल्ड्रन हैव देयर ओन फॉर्म ऑफ वीकनेसेस. वी एज एडल्ट्स हैव डिफरेंट फॉर्म ऑफ वीकनेस. And this social media is an illness which is suitable to everybody's weakness. Social media is a bimari that fits every person's weakness. Every person's weakness, you can go on social media and amplify that weakness, make that weakness worse. We need to detach ourselves. Forget, don't listen about dunya, about money, about cars. Don't look, because all that happens is creates weakness. And then a person is not interested in good things. Person is not interested in salah. Person is not feeling connection with Quran. He's just thinking, how can I make more money? How can I do better? How can I improve the standard of my living? So it's very, very important. All these ahadith we keep in front of us show that a time will come when this dream that we live in, it will come to an end, finished. And the only thing that will matter is the a'mal that we have taken into the akhirah, the good deeds. Apart from good deeds, nothing else will matter. What my children turned into, how much money I left behind, what people are saying about me, everything finished. All that will matter is I stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah is going to judge me for my a'mal. Good a'mal, I will see good results. Bad a'mal, I will see bad results. So a'maluna a'maruna, like the poet mentions, a'maluna a'maruna. A'maluna a'maruna, our deeds are our life. Our life is just our a'mal. So that's what we need to focus on, a'mal. Zuban se kya a'mal ho raha hai, badan se kya a'mal ho raha hai, dimaag aur dil ke andar so main kya soch raha hoon, har cheez amal hai. So Allah Ta'ala hum sab ko tawfeeq naseeb farmaye. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfeeq to prepare for the akhirah, to create this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to detach ourselves from the dunya and to create this inclination, motivation, drive to prepare for the akhirah to the best of our ability, and to create this drive inside of our children and our family members to also prepare for the akhirah and focus on the important things. Ameen ya rabbal alamin. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.